From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The race for the American presidency is like Olympic hurdling. You have to run full tilt and jump over barriers, in this case state primaries, to take the day. Mitt Romney got the gold yesterday in Michigan, and the Democrats headed off to a debate in Nevada, where warring Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton hugged it out. For more, we've got NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hey, Ron.
Hello, Farai.
So this is when it gets fun. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have been tense around race. And the first question the moderator lobbed at Hillary Clinton concerned BET founder Bob Johnson's negative comments about Barack Obama. So how'd she handle her response?
She went straight into the truce mode that we had been seeing beginning late the night before when, after seeing a remark from Obama, Hillary Clinton took her opportunity to say, okay, let's all climb down a little bit. And the truce seemed to have held pretty well through Tuesday. And when we got to the debate, the big question is, you know these guys are going to ask them, how are they going to handle it? And Hillary immediately went into the look, we're all family here. And I was almost waiting there for a second for I to hear a little soundtrack come up of Sister Sledge singing, we are family from back in the day. I mean, it would have been appropriate at that
point. Or maybe Ebony and Ivory.
Well, yeah, Paul McCartney. We could have brought a lot of the old timers back. But that was clearly going to be the mode of the evening. It was going to be the mood. I'm not so sure that we've seen the end of this conflict. I'm not so sure that some of the surrogates who were being blamed for all this are really so independent from the principles. I'm not so certain that it can all be just put in a little box and shoved under the bed for the next several months. We'll see.
Now, Senator Clinton seemed to change her style a little bit in this debate. She went for the Bush administration. There's this whole question of the circular firing squad, whether Democrats should just sort of play down their differences. Is she trying to get out of that mode?
I think that she saw immediately after this thing began about a week or so ago that whatever its long-term effect and whatever its overall effect, it was having a specifically damaging effect for her campaign with respect to a key constituency in the Democratic Party with whom she had previously been the leading candidate, and that's African Americans. This would be the worst possible time for her to sour her relationship with African Americans, not only because it was Martin Luther King's birthday yesterday, but also because we're going into the first primaries where minorities really have a substantial chunk of the vote. South Carolina is coming up.
Let me ask you about the Republicans. This was a situation where there were more Republican candidates than Democrats for Michigan because of the whole party kerfuffle. Now, they're actually open primaries, meaning that anyone can vote for either party. Some folks said John McCain was going to benefit, but Mitt Romney took the day. Why?
Because in Michigan yesterday, as opposed to 8 years ago when John McCain won in Michigan, the independent vote did not come out for John McCain. The independent vote and the Democratic vote, I should add, because back in 2000, only about half the people voting on the Republican side between John McCain and George W. Bush were actually Republicans. The rest of them were independents and Democrats. Democrats didn't have a contest in 2000 at the time they got to Michigan, so a lot of them went across the aisle to express their preference for John McCain and their lack of preference for George Bush. Yesterday, while there was not a truly meaningful Democratic contest, only Hillary Clinton among the major contenders had her name on the ballot, even so, there was a Democratic contest, and a lot of the campaigns were urging people to either vote for Hillary or vote for uncommitted. So there was a reason for Democrats to go the other way. Plus, turnout was lousy. The weather was very bad, and turnout was just not what it was in the past.
When you look at the Republican field, is this really a situation where Mitt Romney had to save his bacon, and he did so?
You would have to say that after putting all of his marbles on Iowa and New Hampshire and finishing second in those two places, he really needed to win in this, his native state. And he clearly ran the campaign as though he knew that and wanted people to think that. I think he always felt pretty confident about Michigan, and so he figured, let's get everybody to look at this as my make-or-break state, and then when I win it, and he did in the end by 9 percentage points, then people will say, wow, Mitt made it. Mitt didn't get broken there. He's back. He's really in the hunt, and I think that's true.
Well, Ron, always great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Farai.
We've been speaking with NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. He joined us from our headquarters in Washington, D.C.